McDonald's. All right, we're going to try this again because yesterday we had technical problems beyond our belief. So today Gordo has the wireless microphone and we're on a good channel, so this should be loud and clear. Now, he's gone wireless, so I've lost his exact location. Gordon, come in. Can you tell me where you are?
Yes, Craig, I'm staring right at you in your beautiful brown eyes.
I think everybody enjoyed that on the webcam.
Yes.
I've got pleasure. You now, Gordo.
What a pleasure to do that humor with you, sir. Okay, and I'm walking around now. It's filled up a lot more today than it was yesterday. And it seems like a lot of people sitting around doing a whole lot of nothing.
By the way, you can watch Gordo wander with the wireless on the Low T Center webcam. That's ticket.com. Yes.
All right. Let me talk to this lady here. Hey, how you doing? Gordon Keith live on the air. What are you guys doing?
We are representing some former players here on Radio Row.
Could you be more specific?
Former NFL players.
Could you be even more specific?
Yes. Former quarterback Ray Lucas, former running back Christian Okoye, Packers Hall of Famer Dave Robinson.
No, I meant which specific Radio Row?
Super Bowl Radio Row.
Gotcha. And where are you guys from?
Denver.
Denver, okay. Denver, Colorado?
Ask him what it's like to work with the Nigerian nightmare.
What's it like to work with the Nigerian nightmare?
He's terrific. I'm not afraid of him at all. I'm his lead blocker, and I'm half his size.
Ooh,
oh,
is Peyton,
nice.
Is Peyton
nice.
Manning coming back?
Is Peyton Manning coming back?
I don't think so.
What do you think, ma'am?
I think that he is, but we'll have to see.
So you guys have a lot of disagreements like this? A pretty violent relationship?
Yes, it can be at times, yes. Yeah.
Are you guys married or you just work together?
Just work together, yeah.
Just kind of like being married, only not.
Kind of like being married, but you're married on the road. I mean, you know, come on.
Right, exactly.
I know what you're talking about. Well, thank you for your time.
Have a good
thank
one.
You. You
thank you.
Happy people there from Colorado.
The voice of a garden gnome.
No offense.
Oh, you should have asked him about smoking pot.
Why would I ask him about that?
Because it's legal now in Denver.
Oh, it is?
In Colorado.
Oh, it is.
Huh. Okay, let me see here. Here's a girl here. Let's see. See if I do this. How you doing, sir? What are you up to?
I'm producer for 95.7 in San Francisco.
You look really bored, though, over here. What? Nothing really happened on the show?
Kind of scoping it, scoping out.
Scoping
I'm a producer for the later shows, so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
When was the last time you smoked marijuana, let's say?
21, 22.
Mm-hmm. So you quit that?
Yeah.
When was the last time you had a drink of alcohol?
Last night.
Oh, boy.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
But having coffee this morning?
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And how long you worked
station,
with your station? Is it a Cumulus station?
Intercom.
Intercom. So you guys don't broadcast just over the speakers inside the office.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of show you produce?
I produce Haberman and Middlecoff, which is the 10 to noon show. The show going right now is Flight 95.7 with Chad Joe and Lorenzo Neal.
Mm-hmm. Now Haberman Lorenzo and Neal. Middlecoff.
Yeah. And, Guy Haberman, John Middlecoff. Uh-huh. He's a former NFL scout.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty high up there. So where do those guys rank on that Talk Magazine's list of 100 most influential sports talkers?
I have no idea. Yeah.
Do you hate the show? Do you like the show?
I love the show.
What do you want to do? Do you always want to produce or you want to get on the air?
Yeah, I want to produce. Eventually, you know, hopefully executive producer somewhere or something along those lines.
Well, you kind of have a voice, though, that could be on the air.
It's got a good voice.
I mean, I wouldn't mind being on the air, but I enjoy producing, so...
Think the alcohol problem would at all hinder your prospects?
I don't consider it a problem.
There you go. That's what I like to hear. All right, thanks for your time, man. All right. You didn't consider it a problem.
He just had a beer.
Huh?
Or two?
Well, he may have had a beer in that coffee cup that he had there. Yeah, it was a little bit suspicious.
Hey, you got a couple of females in this little block here if you want to talk to him. One there, and one over there.
Okay.
And they're all three alone.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not going to go well.
Where are you talking?
There's one right in front of you.
Yeah, but this guy's going to yell at me.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
There's a female over there all alone.
Okay. Here. I'll talk to her.
Just don't throw
a grenade. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi, how are you?
The ticket in Dallas right over there. We're going around live, kind of talking to people.
There you go.
Who you work for?
Bill Michaels Sports Network.
What?
That's based out of?
Wisconsin.
That's what I thought. Racine?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee. Okay. And so when does your show start?
9 a.m. Arizona time, 10 a.m. Central time.
Mm-hmm. And are you gramming pretty hard right now?
Trying to.
Yeah, you are gramming. Let's see. Let's see what you're
FaceTiming my sister.
Oh, you're FaceTiming your sister. What's your Instagram handle where we could encourage our listeners
Ask
to follow you?
Ask if you could FaceTime her sister.
Bill, do you have an Instagram?
@Bill_Michaels.
Well, I don't want his. I want yours. He's not near as attractive as you are.
Tell her you want to FaceTime
your
sister.
I'm gay, and I even find you attractive.
Severson EM30.
Severson EM30?
Yep, EM30.
How do you spell Severson?
SEVERSON. EM30.
Okay, so that's your Instagram account.
That is my Instagram.
Okay, and do you put up a lot of pictures of...
We've been posting pictures up, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, good. Well, good. How long have you been in sports radio?
This is my first time here.
Oh, okay, so you just started in this industry?
I did.
And what were you doing before this?
Marketing. Mm-hmm. Promotion spokesmodeling.
Promotion spokesmodeling. So you were the girl that stood next to the new Camry and pointed it out at auto shows?
Pretty much it. Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've been following you on Instagram.
Oh, tell her you want to FaceTime her sister.
Yeah, do you mind if I FaceTime your sister?
You can call her right now.
Oh, can?
Yeah.
See if we can get a hold of her. Now, where is she located?
She's in Milwaukee, Wisconsin right now.
Okay, so you're from there.
I am.
Okay, so you never moved out of the hometown?
Packer fan.
No, just for military training.
Tell her.
Military training.
All right.
Which branch?
Army National Guard.
Same here.
Did she beat you up?
Ringing.
Yeah.
Okay, so your sister's name is Benny?
Brittany.
Tell her sister it was
Brittany.
A catch.
Yep.
Let's see. Yeah, I want to tell your sister that it was a catch.
Instagram coming online.
There she is.
Just connecting.
Oh, look, are all these people that are following you now based on you just saying your Instagram? Wow, you ought to see how many people are following her right now. All right, it's connecting to Brittany, right?
Yep.
Older or younger sister?
I'm the oldest. She's younger.
Single?
Single.
I'm talking about you.
I am.
Okay, your sister as well?
No, she's not.
Oh.
Okay, well, we can do something about that.
Okay, we can help out.
All right, it says connecting, but it's not connecting.
I'm not getting good signal here, I guess.
Do I need to be shirtless or anything? What does she prefer?
Anything you can help.
Okay.
Think you can do that?
All right, no, I've lost a little definition.
No, you look good. Don't worry.
Yeah, that's all. Thank you
I
so much.
I you.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Are we connecting? I think we're too far down, maybe.
Yeah, I think that we just don't have enough bandwidth.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Okay, but look at all those people that are following you. You, so far, in the time that we've been sitting here looking at your phone, you've probably had about 60, 70 followers.
So that's good.
Have you been asking everybody else for their Instagram, too?
Not as long as I have ovaries. I mean, then you know, kind of a requirement for Instagramming for me. Well, good luck. Tell your sister we said hello.
What's your name?
And that it was a catch.
Gordon Keith.
Gordon.
Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for saying hi.
And your name is E.M.?
Erica.
Oh, Erica. Okay.
EM.
Well, good. And is that your backpack, the camouflage backpack?
It is. That's mine.
Can I rifle through it?
Army ACU.
You mind if I rifle through it for a little bit, looking for loose change or cab fare?
See if there's anything good in there.
Tell her you want to keep your underwear in there.
No,
and tell her your pants aren't right today.
They want me to tell you my pants aren't right today.
Why? What's wrong with your pants?
I don't know.
I've been wearing them for 3 straight days.
I think that they look good. What's the longest a human being should wear a pair of pants without laundering them?
No, yours are good. I'm a stylist, too. I wouldn't lie to you.
But what's the length of time that you can wear jeans without laundering them?
Without laundering them? At least 2-3 days.
Okay, see, you're at your limit.
Maybe 5 if you're out of town.
Sure, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, there's forgiveness in there.
Yeah, thank you. So you don't mind that I smell like a zoo right now?
I can't even tell.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. That's Erica.
She's very nice.
Very sweet. I have no idea.
See, if you don't lob a grenade in the first 5 seconds, you can get along with
someone. Well, I've learned that now. I can't see. Where else are you directing me?
Well, there's an old gal over here by Norm.
Nope.
She's an
old gal.
But she's sitting at a table. There's a live show in progress, so that may make them tense. We don't want to make anybody mad.
Hey, look, here's a whole DJ. Here's a woman who's...
I know. There's a DJ set up over there.
Hold
I think
on.
That's for the NFL Network.
Yeah. You mind if I Instagram this setup that you have here? What's your name?
Shay.
Okay. We're live on the air of The Ticket in Dallas. You ever heard of Dallas?
I have, yes.
Name the the top 3 presidents assassinated there. Can you name one president that was assassinated in Dallas?
No.
Okay. Well, so what kind of music are you playing there?
I've got a lot of local artists that I'll be playing.
Yeah. Like who?
We've got AMAC. We've got Young Blake.
DJ Wizard Cloud, is he?
DJ Wizard Cloud, how did you know?
Yeah, I was a fan of his back in the day.
Nice, all right.
And where did you go to school?
ASU.
Oh, good, good. And you got pink turntables.
Has she heard of Danny White?
Have you heard of Danny White?
Danny White, I don't believe
that. ASU legend.
How could you go to ASU and not hear of Danny?
He's a kind of an ASU legend.
Okay.
Hall of Famer.
I don't know if she believes me, but ASU Hall of Famer. That's true. So how old are you, Shay?
Old enough to party.
We always enjoy that.
Tell you you're going to go to Blur on Sunday.
I'm going to Blur on Sunday. You ever been to that club?
No, I haven't.
Great. It's where bottle service is full throttle service.
Full throttle's the way to go.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Munchmouth Thomas around here?
No.
Well, good. Well, what are you loading up right now?
Oh, we're just doing a sound check right now, and then I've got Young Blake that I'm going to be
Tell you got a six-string you want to check real quick before you get going.
Yeah, I have a nylon six-string that I want to check through the sound system. Is that possible?
Absolutely.
You got any Jerry Reed loaded up in there?
We prefer if you have a banjo. Oh.
Insist on a wedge monitor yourself.
I can also play the washtub, but if I do, I insist on a wedge monitor.
Okay, I think we can do that. There's one over there for you.
Thank you so much, Shay.
No problem. Nice
to meet you. Your last name was Butter. What did you say your last name was?
Buttercup.
Buttercup, oh, Shea Buttercup. Huh. There you go. Well, thank you so much. It's the great DJ Shea Buttercup.
Okay.
Did not know that Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas.
Oh, I thought you were going to start with Danny White with the Arizona Scouts.
Well, that was understandable.
More shocking thing.
All right, I will I'll gram a picture of her if I can figure out what my Instagram name is, because I haven't grammed in so long. Anything else? We'll see anything of interest here.
You know. We can we can call it a day if you want. It's a good day's work.
Yes. Yeah, we don't want to get kicked out too early in the week here.
Right.
Oh, look there. There's Erica. She's actually FaceTiming with her sister now.
Oh, is she?
Is it going okay, Erica? You got her now? You're still working on it.
Mom, we're live on air.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, is that Brittany there?
That's my mom.
Oh, there's your mom. Hi.
Yep.
Oh, it's a microphone live on the air, Mom.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I just hooked up with your daughter this week and just wanted to say hi.
Yeah, I was FaceTiming you and he came and interviewed me.
So, wow. He wants to say hi to you guys. That's my sister.
That's your sister there. What kind of hey, how you doing, Brittany?
They're live in Milwaukee.
Oh, live in Milwaukee. What kind of range top you got back there in the background, Mom? What is that? Is that a GE or a Thermador?
He wants to know kind of... Mom, what kind of stove do you have?
Crummy.
Ooh, complaining already.
Hey, Gordo, which one of the three would you?
It's a GE.
Mom?
He's got good eyes.
I do have good eyes. They're hazel. You like that, Mom?
You have amazing eyes. Wow.
Yeah. Are they drinking a pop or soda?
Have you guys had anything to drink today?
No, it's 9 a.m. there.
Oh, well, that didn't mean anything to me. Drinking soda. Well... I just want to say I love your daughter.
Tell him your pants still aren't right, too.
Keep her out of trouble for me, okay?
I'll try, but my pants aren't right. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Brittany.
All right, Gordo. Thank you. Yeah. Good job today with the wireless killer. Thanks for getting us on a good frequency.
Did he just say his pants aren't right? I think so.
All right, 9:30 on the ticket. That's the corner coming up next. Biggest show coming to town this week.